AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The FBI arrested a man in New York City in connection with an explosion at a California fertility clinic. The attack on the clinic was carried out by Guy Bartkus, who was killed in the explosion. U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley says the man in custody is Daniel Park.
Law enforcement learned that Park spent approximately 2 weeks visiting Bartkus's residence in 29 Palms in late January and early February of this year, spending time together, running experiments in Bartkus's garage, where the FBI recovered large quantities of chemical precursors and laboratory equipment after the bombing.
Authorities have described Bartkus as a member of an anti-natalist movement, a fringe group that opposes childbirth and population growth and believes people should not continue to procreate. An analysis by the Congressional Budget Office says President Trump's big tax bill making its way through Congress will cut taxes by $3.7 trillion, but also increase deficits by $2.4 trillion over the next decade. It also estimates an increase of nearly 11 million people without health insurance under the bill by 2034. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says this is a disaster.
What will be enacted is not Donald Trump's soothing words, but the actual reality of harsh cuts where people lose health care, where people's premiums go up, where hospitals close, nursing homes close, and people are laid off.
House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says the CBO numbers were wrong on a similar bill.
They said it would cost a decrease in revenue to the tune of $1.5 trillion. $1.5 trillion. Now, you go look at the numbers, they were off by more than $1.5 trillion.
The bill is now before the Senate. President Trump wants it signed by the 4th of July. This is AP News. AP correspondent Marcela Sanchez reports on a Whole Foods ground beef product you may need to check in your fridge.
Officials have issued a public health alert for 1-pound packages of organic rancher beef. The ground beef was sold at Whole Foods markets and may be contaminated with E. coli bacteria. The U.S. Food Safety and Inspection Service is specifically warning about packages produced between May 22nd and May 23rd. They have use-by dates of June 19th and June 20th. A recall was not issued since the meat is no longer being sold, but officials warn some consumers may still have it in their refrigerators. They advise throwing it away or returning it to the store. To date, no illnesses linked to the organic rancher beef product have been reported. Symptoms of E. coli include dehydration, diarrhea, and cramps. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
A judge has dismissed murder charges against an Atlanta officer in the 2019 shooting of an unarmed man in a closet. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.